May I read you a few verses from 1 Peter chapter 1? 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses, verses 14 and 15. 1 Peter on page 1151 of the Church Bibles. Page 1151 of the Church Bibles. 1 Peter 1 verses 14 and 15. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy, for because I am holy. We've all had those moments when our instinctive reaction is we're facing something that actually is absolutely impossible. Sometimes it's the demands of work, and sometimes it's just something that's happening in the rest of our lives. It happened to me on Sunday in a really silly situation, really, but one where I just thought, this is absolutely impossible. I was having some friends to lunch, which is always a pretty dangerous thing if you're a vicar on the Sunday morning, but nevertheless, that's what I decided to do. They were retired, so they decided to bring the lunch, which made them particularly welcome lunch guests, because they were bringing the whole thing. All I had to provide was a bottle of wine and some elderflower cordial, which, you know, even I, in my busiest moments, could do. But I got a text from the wife earlier than I thought, saying, we're an hour away. I thought, that is, I naturally wrote back and said, that's wonderful. Earlier than I'd hoped, or expected, actually. I hope I wrote, better check that text when I go, at the end of the service. I thought, this is a nightmare. There is so much to do before they arrive. So quick as a flash, I crashed a few bits into the dishwasher, put it on short wash, then it could be emptied, and it looked as though I'd be a domestic, amazing person. And then I thought, quickly mop the kitchen floor because it's the first thing she'll spot. Quickly sweep the garden because I know he's a bit of a gardener, so he'll wander out thinking is it its usual mess. And it was worse than usual, so I thought I'd better tidy it. Plump up the cushions in the sitting room, lay the table, make it look, empty the dishwasher when it finished, and then the doorbell went, and I was able to kind of count to five, open the door and say, it's great to see you. So different from an hour earlier when I thought I was facing something absolutely impossible. And when I read these verses here in the first letter of Peter, I thought he really was asking the impossible. In the second part of verse 15, as we heard, we're called to be holy in all we do. Now, like all of us, I have genuinely holy moments. Times when actually I surprise even myself by evidence of holiness in my life. But holy all the time, in everything we do, seems unrealistic. You know, it starts early in the morning, doesn't it? I mean, when the first Central Line train that I might have caught this morning came in, I just thought, Lord Jesus, you know I've got to get in pretty soon. And look at this train, the second and the third. The fourth, I just thought, heads down and go for it. Pretend you're a bullfighter in Spain. Of course, I'd forgotten I got my dog collar on. So they thought, oh my goodness, it's Wild Vickers, come on. Anyway, I got on and smiled in what I thought was a holy way. Everyone else looked slightly anxious about what I might do next. But I got to church this morning on time. But you know, there are other things, aren't there? You know, the deadlines we had to face, the bosses we have to pacify. But having been told we've got to be holy in everything we do, then in verse 16 it gets even more challenging. Taking a quotation from the Old Testament, Peter calls us to be holy because God is holy. We know that. And we know, too, it should make all the difference in the world at every moment of the day. But somehow it doesn't always do that. And of course, when we're thinking of the impossible, Peter could write as clearly and unequivocally as he did, because he'd learned as a close friend of the Lord Jesus Christ to expect the impossible. He'd seen people healed. He'd seen people freed from demonic influences. He'd seen people changed. He himself had been changed. He'd been a witness to the resurrection. He'd experienced Pentecost. So much that he would have thought would have been impossible at one point, he'd actually come across. And all that had happened because God wanted, through Jesus, to engage with you and with me. Hallelujah. That's very encouraging. He won't ask the impossible of us because of that. And for each of us, Peter gives two bits of practical advice which makes being holy not impossible. It starts with us being those who hear God. As we see in verse 14, we are to be those who expect to hear from him. Peter writes of us as being obedient children, but the word used here about obedience emphasizes not that we always do the right thing, but actually we're those who take the responsibility to listen carefully, to listen deeply to God, who want to hear the Holy Spirit. A word obedience means something much more exciting than it initially appears. And we can do so confidently because we're people in Jesus who expect God to communicate to us. We're called to be those who are attentive to what he might say about our situations, the decisions we face, our priorities and our choices. We need to remind ourselves regularly of how the Holy Spirit normally speaks to us. For me, he often speaks to us by a verse from the Bible, just jumping off the page. For many of my friends, he speaks to them through a line from a song or even a phrase from a song which they can't get out of their heads. For one of my colleagues, I have great jealousy about this, but I've learned to thank God for his experience. You know, he can get off the train at Waterloo and see a poster for a film, and God speaks to him through that poster. I mean, I've walked up and down Bank Tube Station, Lord, saying, "Lord, just speak to me, really, would you, through this poster?" Never said a word through it. Never said a word, but this colleague of mine, who shall remain for his own humility nameless, you know, he sees, you know, the Maradona film, and suddenly the Lord says a word, and it's so powerful and it's so prophetic, and you know it's God. And I'm caught between saying, "Praise you, Jesus, and why don't you do that to me?" But, you know, it happens all the time in our fellowship. At the end of the service last week at the other church, St. Mark's, I was going to the back like a good Church of England vicar to say farewell to people. It's the type of word vicars use, isn't it? It means say goodbye. And suddenly a chap came up to me. I knew him quite well. He said to me, "I've got a word for you." I said, "Ooh," thinking, "I hope it's going to be encouraging." And anyway, it was. And he said, "I'm going to pray for you." I thought, "Ooh, I've got to shake hands with one hand and hold one hand open to receive more of the Spirit." But you know, it's absolutely spot on. I knew it as soon as he'd said it. I was walking to Cannon Street on Friday afternoon. Never the best moment of the week, is it? Friday, exhausted, Cannon Street, not exactly Florence. And this chap who'd been asked to church for the first time last week said to me, and he said, "It's very interesting, the chap who brought me suddenly had a picture for me." And it was absolutely spot on. How does God normally speak to you? Are you expecting him to do so today? We need to be attentive to our Heavenly Father, and we also need to be honest with ourselves. We see that in the second part of verse 14. One helpful paraphrase of that verse here is, don't let your character be molded by the desires of your pre-Christian days. We should all be asking ourselves, what am I like? How am I living? Have I become a bit complacent with my life as a Christian? What sins have I become comfortable with? What does the Lord Jesus think needs to change in my life? What too do my Christian friends, what are they saying to me? Hearing from the Lord Jesus and being honest with ourselves is something each of us can do. I've tried it, especially when I knew I was preaching this, so I know that we can do it. In this way, being holy begins to be even more possible. We begin to change even more. So where do you and I need to focus today? Is it being honest with ourselves, or is it being attentive to Jesus? And we know we can begin to do it because we're called children. We have a Heavenly Father, one who loves us and who's saying, actually, I'm here to help. You just need to ask me. I'm here to help, and I want to do so.